We interrupt the program now in progress to bring you a special report.
Here are the highlights this morning.
From the WPGU News Desk, here's today's headlines on WPGU 107.1 Champaign's Alternative.
This is a special news feature. The Content Creation Lab is officially underway. This lab invites teens to create a change in Champaign-Urbana by sharing their voices and telling their own stories. In July 2020, three College of Media faculty members received a grant of $100,000 from the Call to Action to Address Racism and Social Injustice Research Program. With this money, Angela Aguayo and Julie Turnock, Associate Professors of Media Cinema Studies, created the Illinois Community Media Project. The focus of this project is to promote media within the community that focuses on the community. In combination with her 20 years of research in youth media and the project, Aguayo created the Content Creation Lab.
As a graduate student, I was working with filmmakers in Texas who were doing a project about a Girl Scout troop in Texas whose mothers were incarcerated. And part of that project was teaching these young girls how to make media in addition to recording their lives and documenting the experience that they were on and their relationships with their moms. And so the young girls became part of the recording process of their own story. And that is part of a long tradition in cinema and a long tradition in documentary, but that kind of kicked off this idea about young people and their power to author their own stories. And what I learned in the process of making that film was the ways in which young people kind of stood up a little straighter, a little taller when they could intervene in their environment and create stories that were important to them.
The lab aims to equip students with the production skills needed to amplify their voice. To do so, Aguayo and a team of undergraduate and graduate students will hold workshops at Illinois Public Media. The brief workshops will go over interviewing, storytelling basics, how to use the brand new video podcasting equipment, and more. At the latest workshop, students jumped right into it and got hands-on experience. Also at the workshops were Aguayo's team of student mentors. Here's what Aguayo said about what she teaches her students to help the teens.
Meetings every Friday where we walk through developing the workshops that we're going to deliver. And we also talk about best practices working with young people. I've done these kinds of workshops all the time. So there's like practical things like, how do you conduct yourself in front of young people? But also like, what are some things that work well when you're working with young people and teaching them media? We learn about those kinds of things. I work with our student mentors around developing our curriculum too. I think it's really important that when our student mentors are working with students that they understand why we're teaching the things we're teaching and that they have input in that process. And also then there's just basic, like, you know, what does it mean to work with young people? So the students working with our teens are very well trained.
I sat down with one of the student mentors, Angela Conde. Even though her major is environmental studies, she has a minor in media and cinema studies, where she met Aguayo. Here she is talking about the lab and her role in it.
And it's just to expose them and like encourage them to look at media and like work with equipment as well as like tell stories, like talking about like what matters to them and sharing those stories. And we're there to just like help them every step of the way. We're not really there to like tell them what stories or what to say. We're just there to teach them all the mechanics and the techniques.
Aguayo hopes the lab will have a lasting impact on the teens. According to her, research shows that youth media production builds confidence, articulation, and a positive influence within the communities, thanks to the critical thinking and media literacy that accompany it. It also increases reading comprehension and the faith that youths feel in their ability to make a change in the world. Aguayo explained that these impacts can be easily overlooked.
So the prominent discourse right now we hear in the world is that young people get attached to screens and that's really bad for them. And let's take the cell phones out of their hands and that's awful. And I think that there's something to that because when young people get, really attached to things like scrolling and they get caught up in algorithms, those are really not the best rhythms to get caught up into. But I think what that discourse ignores is that the other part of it and why people are so attracted to things like scrolling is that there's also this magnetic part of people creating for a community. When you create things for a community, when you make culture, when you're part of contributing to a cultural system, that is also very powerful. And so, how do you do that responsibly, thoughtfully, and in ways that are productive for your community are some of the things we're going to tackle in these workshops.
Aguayo believes that the research doesn't lie. In fact, she emphasizes it and believes that the Content Creation Lab can play a part in it. Here's what she had to say about what teens might take away from the lab.
I hope that we're able to capitalize on some of the stuff that the research is really clear about, that having the power to author your own story, to author the stories of others, to be connected to communities in ways that you're amplifying voices and stories that don't get told very often, that the young people feel much more connected to their world than they did before then. Those are the kinds of things I think this lab can deliver on.
If this seems like something of interest, the last workshop is this Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Aguayo and her team are also looking for help from university students. You can get in touch with Aguayo through the College of Media website at media.illinois.edu. For more information and to register for a workshop, visit Content Creation Lab's publish.illinois.edu website. This special news feature was hosted and edited by Kyler Bowie.